One very important step for the investigation of individual molecules and assemblies of molecules, assemblies of atoms, to really get the real properties which are not modified by the underlying metal substrate, is to provide adsorb rates on insulating films. These films have to be very thin for the scanning tunneling microscope to provide current for the scanning tunneling microscope to provide a measuring current, and therefore apply the method of detecting atoms still in a reasonable way. So the insulator has to be very, very thin for a current to flow through these double barrier tunneling junction composed out of the metal substrate, the metal tip on the other side, the vacuum, and the insulator, the molecule which we would like to look at, and the insulator. The purpose of such a structure is to study the electronic properties of single atoms, the unmodified properties of single atoms and molecules, to perform inelastic tunneling, for instance, for manipulation, manipulation of processes on insulators, and to look at metallic molecular nanostructures. So here we have a few examples of metallic nanostructures, add atoms which can be studied, organic molecules, and more important for if one thinks of future applications, the contact between a molecule and a metal. The growth of ultra-thin insulating films on metal substrates is quite easy if it gets to the sodium chloride compound. We have a lot of different candidates for that, but not sodium chloride has been taken as one of the approaches because it produced very smooth films of monolayer thickness in some cases. So the properties of the sodium chloride are very favorable. They deposit as molecules at reasonably low growth temperatures, and they have a large band gap, a very simple unit cell to grow, to provide epitaxial growth on a metallic substrate. And here we have an example of such a structure, the copper oriented in the 111 direction. That is a bare copper, and here we have a step to the NaCl copper terrace. So these are this layer is consisting of two unit cells, two layers of sodium chloride, and here we have the next layer. These are three layers of sodium chloride. And through this coverage here, we see even steps in the underlying copper. This line here is a step in the underlying copper. We have atoms of gold, for instance, which can be studied individually on such a sodium chloride layer. The gold atoms, they can be monomers, like very single gold atoms. They can, but also they can be dimers. That means couple of two gold atoms, which we see as a brighter spot here. So this picture is recorded at 8 Kelvin and shows that we really can have produced about two angstrom in height on these single layers or double layers of sodium chloride. Now, being able to study the properties or the position and the movement of single metallic atoms, the question is, how can these atoms be modified by the influence of an electric field or by applying current pulses to single individual atoms? And this is a very nice example which shows that gold, we all have the imagination that gold is a neutral atom. That gold, if it's occurring as an individual atom, can be modified. So this is an example where single atoms of gold have been exposed to voltage pulses. And here we see this as a function of time. The applied voltage pulse is applied for 4 seconds, and as soon as the voltage is applied, we see a current flowing between the tip and the substrate. Current is flowing through the gold. Now, after a certain time, the current drops. What does this mean in scanning tunneling microscopy? If the current drops, then the distance should be different, the distance between the tip and the next conducting object. That means the gap in the vacuum is increasing. And this is exactly shown here in the next picture, when the topography is recorded again after this voltage drop. So the topography shows that the gold is becoming shallower, though it's getting down to the surface. The contrast is weaker, and even in the periphery, there is a ring which is showing a dip. Now, if it's exaggerated, we see what happens. The gold atom in its original with its original height has gone down to the surface. And this is consistent with the result that the gold has been loaded with an electron. So the gold atoms can be switched by applying a positive voltage pulse. And the difference in height is given here. The difference is 0.05 nanometer, and as I told you, it's surrounded by a depression. If we look at the larger stage, we also see that the depression is reflected somehow also in the underlying surface states picture. And the model which can be deduced from these measurements is the following: that the gold keeps its position, its configuration on top of the chlorine ion, but if it's charged negatively, there is a movement of the sodium ions up to the surface. So apparently this is going down and this is going up. So there are two metastable configurations which can be obtained, a neutral and a negative. So this relaxations, this ionic relaxations of the sodium here is a stabilizing element for the new state of the gold atom. So the properties of the negative gold atom are considerably different from the properties of the neutral gold atom. So the diffusion barrier is considerably smaller, and then if the diffusion barrier is considerably smaller than for the neutral gold, one can really try to switch the diffusion on by atomic manipulation. So at a given temperature, if I switch the gold atom to negative, it will diffuse, and the rest of the gold atoms will stay at a certain at a given position. And if this gold atom is moving, it also takes along the ionic relaxation. This is not displayed here. I'm sorry. So you have to believe me that if we switch this on, this gold atom is moving, and this ring, which is the relaxation of the lattice, the underlying sodium chloride lattice, is moving with the gold atom. Now, the diffusion of gold minus, for instance, on a copper 111 surface, is not irregular. If one looks at it for a long time, it will take significant reproducibility in jumping around on the surface, and these are statistically measured points which nicely match with some Moiré pattern which is produced through the underlying surface states or the electron gas. And the ionic relaxations, as I said before, interact with each other. Oh, this is also not working, sorry. If we switch the system to another metal, namely here we are dealing with gold, with silver, one can see that silver, in contrast to gold, can take three different states. Namely, silver can be negatively charged and can be positively charged when we apply a voltage pulse to the neutral silver. And here we have both states on a Cl anion, and here it seems as if we create a new bond. So the difference can also be observed for a different orientation of the underlying copper. So here we have three examples of different charges of silver, namely negative, positive, and neutral, and these protrusions are more or less of the order of 2.5 angstrom. However, the silver plus on this surface is a little bit deeper. One has to increase the contrast by a factor of 4 to see the silver plus on this surface. And even if one goes to the copper 111, to the copper 111 surface, one has to increase also the contrast for the silver plus. This is very big protrusion if we increase the contrast to see the silver plus, and really the IDV shows the position of the silver plus much more clearly, whereas the IDV of the underlying substrate is very flat. So these interactions on these manipulations, I think, are very nice in order to study the possibilities of changing the physics of and the chemistry also of a single atom on a suited surface. So the multiple charge states are changing the level alignment between the different media, the substrate, the barrier, and the adsorbent. And it's depending on the electron affinity of the atom, the ionization potential, and the substrate work function, for instance, also, and the NHCl layer signals. But important is it is shown that there's a bistability of charges in systems which we thought were very noble elements. And this is different from different orientations of the substrate. That means different in different systems where they find positions to be to interact with the substrate through the NHCl layer. Now it comes to the molecules on metals. There has been a lot of work already on voltage-dependent imaging and local spectroscopy of compounds like pentosine. And here we have an example of pentosine on again on the copper 111 substrate. Pentosine is an array of benzene rings, if you like so. The dilemma is that, as would be the dilemma for the metal on metal, that the metal states overlap with the substrate, and you have a significant broadening and weakening of the signal, whatever voltage you try to apply for scanning the topography of such a nice molecule. You just see something like a blurred sausage. Not so if molecules are put on an insulating spacer layer. So here we have the pentosine again, and we have two scans here. We have the DIDV in blue, the spectroscopy, and we have, as we scan the voltage, we have the current which is flowing over the vacuum to the pentosine, to the substrate. So when the molecules are electronically decoupled, the STM images closer resemble the shape of the highest occupied molecular orbital and the lowest unoccupied molecular orbital. So these are corresponding to these peaks. If the voltage during scanning is applied with a value like this and this, you will find the corresponding orbitals displayed here. With the voltage within the gap here, we get something like the sausage we are looking at, we have seen before. But here, with the metal tip, we see some really nice structure already for both situations, the HOMO and the LUMO. If the STM is performed with a pentosine tip, so tunneling between pentosine and pentosine, then the resolution gets even better, and can be compared with the DFT calculations of the free molecule. Now, if we look at these molecules, we would like to measure also, are they useful materials to be involved in some conducting processes? And for that, one needs to make a molecule-metal contact. This is an example of the bond formation between a gold atom and a pentosine. So We form stable atom molecule complexes by excitation with a current pulse and create different isomers. One time the gold attached to the central position of this benzene ring arrangement, or a little bit to the periphery. And here we see the corresponding tunneling microscopy pictures. We we can also look at different voltages, as has been done before, for the LUMO and the HOMO structures, and can see that the resolution drastically is enhanced. Also, one can see that different isomers, this one and this one, are showing distinctly different molecular orbitals. This is an example for the calculations. It's not useful to discuss this longer, but let's come to some useful applications as a switch. This is a naphthalocyanin complex molecule, and the central part is the only part of interest in this one. Namely, in a sense that the hydrogen attached to this carbon atoms, and the hydrogen can have two different positions in this molecule. So through the supplying of some energetic pulse, so some kind of switching process, it is possible to change the hydrogen from this configuration to the equivalent configuration shown here. So the switching is confined to the inner part of the molecule. Now again, if one looks at the orbitals, at the corresponding scanning voltage, one can see the STM picture for the HOMO and for the LUMO, and the corresponding calculated pictures. And here we have the ball stick structure. Here we have the in-gap picture through tunneling microscopy. Now, if we keep on one part of the molecule, we keep the tip on top and apply the voltage pulse, it will switch to this one. And if you apply the voltage pulse here, it will switch to this configuration. So it seems as if the whole assembly is turned, but it's only a change in the molecular orbitals due to the change of the hydrogen positions. This is such a switching process, which takes place if a current is applied for some time, or a voltage is applied for some time, the current goes up and down. So according to the switching between these two molecular orbital configurations. Through arrays of molecules can be assembled, arrays of these molecules can be assembled either by manipulation, by pushing and pulling and picking up and depositing, or by self-assembly. If you have such an array of molecules, it's possible to have an extended path for a current to flow if these molecules are exposed to an electric pulse. We see the orientation of the inner part of the molecule, of the hydrogen at the inner part, like being this way, parallel in this direction in every molecule, or one of those molecules having the orientation perpendicular to that. And this is clearly showing that we can manipulate a current which is flowing through this arrangement of molecules by simply applying an electric field pulse. So this is a very, very efficient and very small switch, which is really molecular electronic element. So Heini Rohrer, which I presented to you before as one of the fathers of nanoscience, has a strong meaning about nanotechnology. And here we see some remarks he made recently. Nanotechnology is not just an extension of current devices from the micro to the nanometer. It has to provide fundamentally novel prospects. Either they are qualitatively different, or if not, then they have to be quantitatively different. But if quantitatively different only, they have to be different by many orders of magnitude in performance, for instance. Now, the central challenge for nanoscale material science is the local and in situ growth and fabrication or the assembly of given structures or components at given locations for given functions. I acknowledge the work which is done by my colleague Gerhard Meyer at the IBM Zurich Research Lab. He is the principal investigator, and he enjoyed the help of Jascha Repp, who is now at the University of Regensburg, and Peter Lüderoth, now at the University of Utrecht, and Leo Gross, who came from Berlin to join the IBM lab as a postdoc and now has a permanent position. And I would like to thank you